Ugh, what an awful ball. Bad wine, terrible music, horrid dancing, and the same arrogant men who think they're worthy of my hand. Honestly, I don't know why I put myself through all this. I guess I'm still romantic at heart, hoping to find my Prince Charming. I think I've wasted enough time here. It's time to leave this disappointment. What's this? Wait. Isn't that the Duke of Imperia? The most eligible bachelor in the entire country. Only the royal family has more wealth and land than him, and even some of their number pale in comparison. But what is he doing here? Surely someone of his wealth, power, and title has no trouble finding a wife. Then again, he does seem very anxious. Perhaps those rumors of his shyness are true. Not that someone of his caliber has any reason to be shy. Though I must say, he does look quite adorable fidgeting like that. But where is he looking? Oh God, the Countess of Somershire, the Star of Summer. Lord in heaven, who comes up with these names? And why do so many men want her? Sure, she's pretty enough, and that cleavage is tantalizing enough to awaken a dead man's desire, but without her physical attributes, what does she have? A foul mouth, a cruel mind, and a horde of idiotic friends hanging on to her every word like the gospel. It might make more sense if the Somershire title was worth anything, but with that idiotic mother of her spending mountains of cash on jewels and trips to Equate, the putrid girl doesn't even have that. If anything, the debtors will be calling on the Dowager Countess and her little hellspawn soon enough. I suppose he is young and entitled to a few mistakes, though. This one will probably be the biggest mistake of his life. It's almost too horrible to even watch. Almost. No. She didn't. She couldn't. Who in their right mind would dare to turn down a duke? And not just any duke, but the richest, most powerful one in the entire country. Especially when they have debts to pay. Wicked, foolish creature. I ought to. Oh, that poor dear really is shy. He didn't deserve that. I suppose I can hold on to my return a bit longer. Besides, if I leave now, I'll be stewing on that vile girl and her hyena pack for the rest of the night. He really is a sensitive young man, but there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, it's nice to see a gentle soul amongst this horde of pompous asses. In fact, I might even call it attractive. There may be an opportunity here, not only to earn the Duke's goodwill, but maybe even the title of his Duchess. Your Grace, I am so sorry to startle you. Please, forgive me. Oh, Your Grace, please, I am not here to mock you. I saw what happened, but I do not think less of you at all for your reaction. The Countess of Somershire was cruel, and anyone would be stung most fiercely by her words. No, you are neither weak nor foolish, Your Grace. Indeed, you showed yourself far more brave than the other men in the ballroom. As you, unlike them, actually dared to ask her for her hand. She was simply too foolish to accept it. Yes,
I do think so.
He truly is adorable.
I am only speaking the truth. Oh, but how rude of me. I don't believe we've actually been properly introduced. I am Claire Chevalier, and I am pleased to meet you. Correct, Your Grace. I am the sole child of Duke Charles Chevalier of Soissons and his radiant and dearly beloved wife, Elaine. Thank you, Your Grace. It has been nearly 2 years. I do miss them terribly. However, we must look to the future and not let the past restrain us. Don't you agree? I am glad you think so. Shall we sit? I must confess, Your Grace, that I am surprised to see you here. Truly, a man as handsome and good-natured as you has had a treasure trove of offers. It's rude to disagree with a lady, Your Grace. A gentleman should always agree when a woman states something firmly. It's good practice for marriage.
Damn it. That's what I get for attempting humor when he needs comfort.
Perhaps it's not always rude to disagree with a lady. Indeed, I certainly disagree with all of what the Countess said and the entire manner of how she acted. As stated earlier, she was cruel, barbaric even. It's all right, Your Grace. It's all right. I'm sorry for my joke. It was ill-timed and utterly foolish of me. Oh, but there is. I came out here to comfort you, and here I am making you feel worse. I can tell, just from looking at you, that you are a sweet, gentle man, as well as a true gentleman. Any woman would be lucky to have you, and before you ask, yes, that very much includes me. No, not just because of your wealth and titles. In case you forgot, Your Grace, I am of ducal rank as well, and I assure you that I have plenty of money of my own. My dearest father taught me the importance of investments and management from a young age. Your position in life is impressive. There is no denying that. But if I was so lucky as to marry you, I would be lucky because I had a kind husband who would treat me gently and whom I could spoil endlessly. Don't tell me you've never been spoiled before, Your Grace. Oh, I must rectify that immediately. I'm resting your head in my lap, Your Grace. I refuse to allow you to go even one more moment without knowing the joys of being properly spoiled by a woman's gentle touch. So, don't even try to resist me. Now, lay your head down in my lap. Good boy. Now, just close your eyes and enjoy. See? Doesn't that feel nice? Good boy. Now, just enjoy my caresses and let all your worries drop away. I could definitely get used to this. How do you feel now, Your Grace? I'm glad. A man such as you deserves to be spoiled. In fact, I'm willing to do this for the rest of your life if you would but turn your eyes my way. Shh. You don't have to give me an answer right now, but if you're willing to turn this into a more serious courtship, I would love to have you at Raina's Hall soon. My, my. You are eager. Good. But not quite so soon. I wish to show you my home's full hospitality, which will take some time to prepare. How about you visit in 1 month? That will give me enough time to prepare an entire arsenal of ways to spoil you. Wonderful. Then, how about we steal it with a kiss? Oh my. Looks like I've stolen your first. I'm glad. I look forward to stealing more firsts in the future.